We've heard about, you know, the night before he went to the cross, that he had supper with his disciples. And while he was doing it, the scriptures record, Varsha could come on up front, please, and you could begin to distribute out the communion elements, that he talked about this new covenant. You know, in the scriptures, the actual word Old Testament and New Testament actually means Old Covenant and New Covenant. And we're graced to live in a new covenant, which means a new agreement with God. And in any new agreement, there's all kinds of new stipulations, there's guidelines and rules and blessings and all that. But you know, the new covenant all comes down to faith in Jesus Christ. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 11:23, it says, the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it. And he said that this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. So today, I ask Gunther to come, and he's going to play some for us. But as we're waiting and going to partaking of the bread, just remember that this is the new covenant that we have through Jesus Christ. So go ahead, Gunther, whenever you're ready. As we partake today, we're going to pray and just believe for the Lord to help us to understand this new covenant we have, this new agreement we have with God. And it has to be something the Holy Spirit helps us. And you can read every single teaching and book that's out there, but it's still the Holy Spirit has to help us understand this great love and this covenant agreement that God has given us through His Son, Jesus Christ. So, Father, we just welcome as we partake of the bread today, and that you would, we welcome you, Holy Spirit, that you were sent here to lead us into all truth and guide us. And we welcome that you would teach us about this new covenant. Teach us more and more, even however many years the oldest person here has known you, Lord, that, Lord, there's still so much more. And we just welcome that this day, God, as we partake of this bread, Lord, that we would even know how much you love us and this great covenant that you have with us, God, through your Son, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. The ushers would like to come up and distribute the cup. And it goes on and it's recorded in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 25. It says, in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. Do you know in the scriptures, the Bible says there is no forgiveness without the shedding of blood. And Jesus shed his blood once and for all. He doesn't have to do it again and again and again, but he did it once and for all mankind, so we can have that forgiveness. And so, you know, as we again partake of the cup here in a few moments, just receive that forgiveness and wholeness. You know, there's nothing we can do to take away our sin except believe in Jesus Christ. There's nothing we can do when we've blown it. There's restoration and things like that, but to really take and cleanse it from our heart, the only way that happens is faith to the forgiveness we have through Jesus. And that's the only way it comes. So Gunther's going to pray a little bit more, or play a little bit more here while we wait for the elements to be distributed, and then we'll partake with the cup. So. Father, we do thank you for this cup that represents, Lord, and helps us remember just the great love we have through Jesus Christ. And as we partake this cup, that, Lord, we just welcome for even ones this day that there's just a new freedom in them knowing your forgiveness. We welcome you that. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, to help us remember that it's through Jesus that we have forgiveness. And where the enemy would like to keep nagging us and saying we have to do more, Lord, there's no more but faith in Jesus' blood. Lord, we welcome as we take this cup today that we would just understand this great forgiveness that we have through you, through Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray this. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. There are small buckets. Thank you, Gunther, for sharing with us. There are smart buckets you could pass away. And I'm asked, Tim Ford, would you like to come on up here, please? This is Timmy Ford. You can come on up here, Tim. I'm going to ask if a few of our elders or some of our elders would come on up and join us up here. Tim, do you want to tell us what you're going to be doing here, leaving next next Sunday, what you're going to be going to take off to do?
Sunday, a week from today, I'll be headed to Florida. The last couple months, I've been planning on joining YWAM, and I see you back there, Dave. Dave did one, too. But it was about a year ago. I just heard the Lord. I was experiencing lots of different things spiritually in my relationship with the Lord, and just experiencing God like I had never experienced him before. And I really felt impressed to do YWAM, to join. And about that time, I started learning about like all different kinds of like other outreach mission types things, like Iris Ministries and IHOP and some of these other ones. And it was kind of overwhelming, and I didn't know which one to do. Well, about 4 or 5 months ago, like, I was talking to a friend of mine, and he had also been involved with YWAM for 3 or 4 years, and we were talking, and it was like, just plain as day, I heard the Lord say it again, go to YWAM, and I was like, wow, that's okay. And so, like, I just kind of just didn't really want to go, but at the same time, like, it was so clear to me, and so I got reminded, like, a week later kind of thing, and I just got on the computer and filled out the application and sent it in and just started believing that God was going to, you know, make it happen because he told me to. And then it was a couple weeks later, I was just doing some reading up and some research, and it's called School of the Nations. And when I first came to Ohio about a year and a half ago, I started hearing God, and I didn't realize that I was until months later, but he said that he was sending me to the nations. And when I figured that out, it was just like another confirmation, you know, God just keeps just making it really clear, you know. We ask one time, and he'll tell us, and then he just will keep telling us. And that's cool, because we need that, you know. We need that confirmation and affirmation and encouragement. And so I'm really excited about what the next 5 months holds. I'll be 3 months in Florida, and that would be like classroom, lecture, school style. And then after that, I'll be 2 months overseas, which is still unannounced. They give you like 5 or 6 places that you might be going. Turkey, Africa. I mean, it's like, it's kind of a little bit of a broad range, but I'm just excited to be going, and I've been planning on it for the last couple months, and it just, you know, I've just been trying to, you know, just focus on the here and now, and not just get stuck in that, and it just kind of crept up on me, and I'm leaving on Sunday, and God's been good, and just things have you know, just fallen into place, and just, I don't know, it's been a ride. It's been a ride, and it's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be wild, I know, and I'm excited. I just feel like it's kind of the beginning to, like, you know, something that's gonna be lifelong, and it's a little scary, but it's really exciting, you know. Mm-hmm. And about a year and a half ago, I told God, I was like, that passage in Isaiah where, you know, he's just losing it before God, you know, and just realizing that, like, he's nothing and all this, you know, and he's just like, God asked him, he's like, who will go, you know, and he said, that's like the cry of my heart, just send me, Lord, you know, and so, here we go.
I guess if Jane and Gunther and if you feel comfortable, Tim's mom and dad are here, and his brother John. If you guys want to come on up and just be up here with us and pray with him, we're not going to have you do anything, so don't be afraid to force you to do anything unless you want to pray any prayer. So I'm going to ask if everybody come and surround, and if you guys extend your hands out to Tim, and I'm just going to believe and pray. And I ask a couple of you elders there to pray for him. So Jeremy, why don't you lead us off there, if you would, please.
Father God, I thank you for my brother Tim, my brother Timmy. Father, I thank you, first of all, that he is my brother. And Father, wasn't so long ago that that wasn't true for either one of us. But I thank you, Father, that now we're brothers. Father, I just I thank you for the representation he is of you, and the representation he is of your love, and the representation he is of your heart. And Father God, I thank you that he's not going to YWAM and to our overseas, but we're going to YWAM and overseas through him, because he goes representing every one of us here, every one of us here too, as well as representing you, Father. Father God, I just thank you so much for Timmy's heart and for his willingness and for his obedience to you. In Jesus' name.
Father God, we thank you for Timmy, and we thank you that for such a time as this, you have given him to us. For such a time as this, you are giving him to YWAM, and you are calling him to the nations. Father God, we stir up his giftings and his callings, and we just release your boldness in those. We release your courage and your boldness to him in Jesus' name. We thank you for the divine appointments. We thank you for the covenant relationships you have for him in these settings. Father God, we release your protection. We thank you that you will assign your holy angels to him, to guard over him, and to watch him in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we thank you for the covenant that you've given Tim this day and forevermore. And it seemed good to us and to the Holy Spirit that we would lay hands on him and commission him for such a time as this, even by the power of your anointing in the name of Jesus. God, we commission him to the work of the ministry, to the work of your anointing, to the work of your obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ. We stir up the gift of God that's within him, and we stir up that gift with the laying on the hands of the presbytery, of the elders of Marian Christian Center. And God, we just fire up and stir up and fan into flame the gift of God that he is before your holy throne. God, your breath of life unto him now, in Jesus' name.
Father, I just thank you for his family, that you would give them peace in this season. And I thank you, God, for Timmy, that this is going to be a season of you opening his eyes to see how every step of the years that he has lived has built to this moment. Every failure, every disappointment, every sadness, every heartache, every victory, every triumph, every joy, every passion, everything, God, is for this day and for the days that are to come, God. Reveal, God, how you have been weaving into him, God, a tapestry of life, God, that will be a banner to the nations, God, that they will see what you are and what you do through a man who is willing. Bless him, Lord, in Jesus' name.
And Lord, we just thank you for the relationship with you. We just thank you for the friendship with you, Holy Spirit. And we just thank you for your fathering over him, God. And we welcome the fun and joy and adventure of you, Holy Spirit. We just release that to him, Lord, that he would be able to set fires of joy wherever he goes. Where there's hopelessness, there would become joy, Lord. And that there would be a demonstration through him of your kingdom coming and your will being done in those places, along with hosts of your angels, Lord, that would be released to accompany him, Lord, and that the word would come alive in different places according to your purposes and plans to him, that would just leap into his heart and then out of his heart to others, Father God. And we thank you for a great protection and a great release of what you have started today, Lord, and even before now. We thank you and we trust you, Lord. And we do thank you that even as he's being released, we release blessings over his family today, Lord. And we ask you for all of us as a congregation that you would put Timmy before us, Holy Spirit, when he needs to be put before us, and you would show us how to pray. And we thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you would extend your hands to him, we're going to give him the success blessing. Let's say this together. Success, success, success. Success to you and success to all who help you, for your God will help you. Amen. Amen. Well, they're giving hugs up here. We are going to go ahead and release our children back to Children's Church. If you have our guests here today, back in the main foyer there, there's a registration to register your young one. They'll be taking it back to Children's Church to let you know when to come and get them and bring them back up here. With that, I'm going to ask Pastor Tom Stimson's going to come and share. If we could go ahead, though, and have our ushers come up. Tom Milligan's going to come. If our ushers come forward, we're going to go ahead and receive our offering and tithes for today. And we appreciate everyone who gave last week to our Go Away Fund. So we're just looking at where to go away to, so when to go away. But thank you very much for that, for sharing in that last week. But this is Tom Milligan. The ushers, there's two things the ushers have today. One is today's is Encouragement Sunday. So encourage you to take one of the encouragement cards. And even if you don't know what to do with it, just take it by faith and believe that God's going to show you maybe who to give that to or send it to. And also there's a sign up for a community outreach event that's going to be happening in August that we're really believing for a great impact over at George Washington Elementary School. This is Tom Milligan, one of our elders, going to pray over our offering today.
Father, thank you for what you've given us. Father, we thank you for even the opportunity to give back to you a portion of what you've given to us. Father, we want to honor you with our tithes, honor you with our offerings. Father, I thank you that you open the windows of heaven when we honor you with our tithes. Thank you for the promises that are there. Lord, I pray blessing upon those that can give, those that can't. God, we welcome your grace in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning. What an exciting time to be a part of the kingdom of God. Everywhere I look, I see seasons are changing in people's lives, not only in nature. Graduates are moving on to bigger, different things. In our own lives, our jobs are transforming. Things are being changed. Everywhere you look, there's change. And that's because God is real, and he's a God that changes things but never changes. And I think that's amazing when I think about it. Welcome to Marion Christian Center. Our mission here is that we would be seen as a place where all are welcome, that you can come here just as you are, that this would be a place where you could grow to become more like Christ, grow in faith, grow in relationship with one another, and that you wouldn't just stay here and get stagnant, but this would be a place where you could, from this place, from this relationship, you could go and be the hands and feet of Christ and bring the kingdom of heaven to earth, right? To everywhere we go, that we represent God. We see that as what our church is to be like. And our mission, what we work at, is we work at demonstrating the realness of God every day to all generations. And I see that in Timmy's life. And I see him doing that around him. And I'm just thankful for you, brother, and what you're about to be doing and what God's doing. But God's calling each one of us to demonstrate his realness everywhere we go, to be his hands and his feet. The folders that are flying through here for the family fun nights, that community outreach that we're about to be, I believe some people here today, God's calling you to step into that, and you don't know what it looks like. But just like Timmy says, in Scripture says, who shall I send? And I believe that some of us are saying and hearing God say, I'm going to help with this. Because this is an outreach in the community, a place I can demonstrate God's goodness. So I announce that by saying that's what that's about. If you have any questions about Family Fun Nights, please see me. I'm going to head up the team that's going to lead that. We're looking at August 5th and 6th for that to happen. If you're a visitor, a guest with us today, on the edge of each row of seats, there's a three-ring binder that needs to go past you, and you need to fill that out. Everyone who's here today, we want you to fill that out. Let us know that you're here. It's an opportunity for you to ask any questions or get more information or share any prayer requests. So if that hasn't passed by you, look by the end and say, where is it? I want to fill that out. Do that now, our care sheets. Also, if you're a guest this morning, if you haven't been welcomed by a host at the information booth out there in the foyer, please stop by there. We have a gift for you. We don't want you to leave and not be noticed. We want to welcome you the right way, and we have a gift for you. A couple other announcements. Small groups are a huge part of Marion Christian Center, and if you're not a part of a small group, I just will tell you, you're missing out on good things that God has for you. Out at the information booth table, there is this brochure all about growth groups and small groups. Okay, so make sure you know about small groups, growth groups. If you're not a part of one, you're missing out. I have one more announcement before I'm going to turn over to Pastor Ron, and that is something that's not in your bulletin, I don't think. There was a fire in town in Marion City that caused a firefighter on duty fighting a fire to have both of his legs broken when a wall fell. There's a benefit today at the Waldo Firehouse, which is south on 423, just north of the Waldo Village. I don't know if Waldo is a village or what it is, But if you're not familiar with that, I want to just point back in the back. Angie Bush is sitting back there. If you just raise your hand, there's a spaghetti lunch benefit for two firefighters in Marion City. For one is the man that broke his legs fighting a fire at what might have been an arson in town, and the other one is a firefighter who is battling leukemia right now. So there's a fundraiser benefit for him. If you can't go to that spaghetti luncheon, I'm just going to say this right now, and I hope Angie's okay with it, but you want to help support them, you can give Angie money, and she will make sure that that money will get to the places it's supposed to be to benefit those two firefighters. But that's happening today from 12 to 3 at the Waldo Fire Station, okay? Thank you.
Hi, church family. How many know that, God did not create us because he needed us? He was doing really, really well without us. But he created us to love us and to be loved on and to be with us. And this Friday night, we're having an opportunity for us as a church family and your friends and neighbors to come here in the church and just to be with him and to love on God. It's called The Best Thing. If you remember the story of Mary and Martha, there was a lot of activity going on in that house that day. And it's really easy for me to be Martha. Martha was the one scurrying around doing lots of stuff. But Mary chose the best thing, just to come and relax and sit at Jesus' feet. So this Friday night at 7 p.m., we're just going to have a worship and waiting evening. No agenda whatsoever, but just to worship and love on our Lord Jesus Christ and to be loved upon by him. So I would invite you to come and enjoy yourselves and enjoy his presence. So 7 o'clock Friday night. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you.
We've got plenty of these if you'd like to give some away to take some.
Yes, flyers. Also, next Saturday, Victoria Bell is going to be going on a mission trip to the Bahamas with the Signs and Wonders Children's Prayer Camp on June 27th to July 2nd, and she's having a fundraiser back in the Family Life Center from 1 to 3, and it's a Celtic square dance, and so Scottish square dance. Is that correct? And so if you'd like to participate in that, you can see Victoria. Victoria, can you stand up, make sure some people see you? And the price is $15 per person, $25 per couple, but it goes to support her on her mission trip coming up here at the end of June. Some of you may be saying, you know what? It's later and you haven't even talked yet. So I'm going to go to the lapel there. You know what? Last night I had a dream. And in my dream, the Holy Spirit told me, don't interrupt what I'm doing today. And just so you guys know, whenever Pastor John Watson's in my dream, he represents the Holy Spirit to me. So that's what he told me. Don't interrupt. Because I did. I interrupted what he was doing. He said, don't interrupt what I'm doing. So I feel like the Lord, that's why we just waited on different things. Because it's just, we need this. It's his service. We got a mindset what church is like. And we think, well, we got to go do this and this and this in church. Church is to come and meet with God, worship him, and do whatever he wants. Because the reality is Jesus is the head, and it's his church. And usually I said, Lord, help me not get in the way of what you're wanting to do. Help us, what do you want to do today? What do you want to us to experience and to see? Because that's really what it's all about. It's him. It's coming and meeting with him and getting to enjoy his people. But that doesn't mean I can't talk a little bit. So I'm just not going to talk a lot. And one of the things I really felt, as you see in our bulletin, this is a verse we're encouraging us as a church to pray together. It happened about the disciples were threatened not to talk about Jesus. And there's a threat, per se, in society about, hey, don't speak up for Jesus. Even there's nothing says we can't. There's just this, I believe, a spiritual threat from the enemy trying to bring that upon the church to not be bold and not speak up for Jesus. But we need to do that, And the other thing I felt is I felt two things to pray. One, we pray this, but two, that God breaks our heart for the lost. And I felt one of the things that we recognize how horrible hell really is. and that we become rescuers, that it's not just an alternative vacation spot next to heaven. It's eternal, being lost, separated from God. You know, and the Lord's convicted me over and over again. So, you know, our goal in life here is not just to be best friends with the lost and have a good name for ourselves. And hopefully they like us. And, you know, though those are opportunities, you know, but hopefully our goal is not our name, but his name. Not that they know us, but they know him. And so somewhere there, that means we might need to cross a boundary. We may need to offend people to let them know that Jesus loves them. And that's okay. You know, I'd rather err on the part of offending somebody, at least they know the gospel, they know an opportunity, than to be their best friend their whole life. And they really like me and they enjoy me. We had good times and they're in hell and I'm in heaven because I was never bold enough to challenge them for Christ. I had a young person in high school. A young man right beside me sat there. Went on to be a pastor and everything. Never once, and I forgave him, but he never once told me about Jesus. And I look back and I think, you know what? If you would have done that, I probably would have received. I probably would have committed or something, because I was very open. I just didn't know, you know, until it was like 4 years later, you know, after my sophomore year of college. Of course, by that time, I bumbled through and God spared me from a lot of things, but be bold. Don't be afraid to be offended. I'd rather err on loving somebody to tell them about the gospel than, in a sense, loving myself enough that I never tell them. And so let's pray. And there's two things I want to pray. One, that we pray this prayer. Let's say this together. It says, "Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness." And so we're going to pray that. And I'm going to ask the musicians, if you just come on back up front, please. And then we're also, we're going to pray for God just to give us a heart for the lost. We are the light of the world. We're the hope. The Bible calls us ambassadors for Christ. We need to be God's voice. You know, we don't need to be quiet. We need to be. And it's just, and when we pray this prayer, we're going to pray this not just for us, Marion Christian Center, but the churches in Marion, the churches in our nation, to rise up and be the voice of God that God's wanting us to be. So let's go ahead and pray. And we're going to pray the first one. So we're going to welcome, Holy Spirit, we just welcome you this morning. And I just ask you to pray this on your own heart and receiving that. That you would, we just welcome for boldness. Boldness, God. We welcome boldness, God. Lord, that we would put aside ourselves and see you and focus on you. We welcome that, God. A fresh boldness of courage, God. And Lord, we ask that you would show us. Help break our heart for the lost, God. Lord, help us see the terribleness of hell, God, and the greatness of heaven, that we have a fresh zeal and fresh fire to share with ones, Lord, to rescue them and not just stand back and watch them drown and wave goodbye with a smile on our face, Lord. But, Lord, that we would desperate and dive in and grab them and pull them out, Lord. Just welcome that, God. Give us a hunger for the lost, God. Hunger to see salvation come, Lord. We just welcome that, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. You know, there's in the book of Hebrews, we've been going through, and I'll give you a challenge here, Dina, if you could switch back over to the PowerPoint there real quick. We've been going through different verses about "let us." And you know, these are great confessionals to have. I don't know if you know what confessional is, but it's just good to confess and declare. You know, even if you don't, I believe even if you don't mean it, even if you don't believe what you're saying, you should write down things you should be saying and you should be meaning. And you begin to pray them and you begin to declare them. And you begin to ask God, help me to be this, God. I am so far away from this, but I know this is what I should be. Help me, God. And you know what begins to happen as we do that? As you begin to pray, it's like this harmony begins to happen between you and that confession, and you and that thing. And eventually, they join together, the power of the Holy Spirit, because God does a work in our heart. And that very thing that we used to just believe for, pray for, now becomes us. You know, that doesn't happen if there's not desire, you know. And that's where it's so good to confess things and pray things that you know is supposed to be happening in your life. Even if it's like, there's no way, or I'm so far from that. But, you know, there's the first three verses we looked at in this series we're doing. And I'd like us just to say these together as confession. There's three of them. So let's say this one. Let us make every effort to enter God's rest. And we talked about that today. That's through Jesus. He is the rest of God. Next one. Let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. And the last one. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence. Somebody ask us to stand. We're going to sing together. We're going to ask our personal ministry team to come up and be up here with us. If you've never made a personal commitment to Jesus Christ, and you say, well, what's that mean? That basically means, God, I want you. God, I want what you have for me. I want what I was destined to be. You know, you were destined to have a relationship with God. The world was trying to mess all that up, mess that whole plan up. But God's destiny for you is to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, God the Father, and the Holy Spirit. If you never made that, never don't feel like you're even around there. These ones can pray with you about that. If you feel like there's been like just some things getting in between you and God, they could pray with you. They would love to pray with you. There's no hurry taking off. I'm sure anybody would be willing to wait while you're meeting with the Lord. If there's anything else, these ones can pray with you about. Anything you would like about in your life. But I encourage you to go and be the church of God. It's in you. Christ in you. Go and be the church. The world needs us to be the church. We're going to sing this song, and Mike's going to close us in prayer. And before you take off, I encourage you to find a couple people you don't know that well. And just say hi to them. Introduce yourself. Bless them. But don't forget to be the church of God.
You are perfect, because you are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect, because you are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are. Father, we thank you for your amazing love, your amazing goodness, God. There's nothing hidden from you, God, and there is nothing that's not covered by your blood. Thank you for the opportunity to be called your sons and your daughters, God. Help us, God, to have the courage to share that opportunity with others. To be a light in the darkness, God. And to let our light so shine before men that they would glorify our Father. Give us courage, God. Thank you that as we leave here, God, we don't leave you. And that we are with you. You are with us, God. Thank you for loving us. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all. Have an amazing week. Thank you, Jesus.